Baba's Avyakt Murli. Date is 12th March 2023. Revised date is 18th January 1994. Om Shanti. The first blessing of Brahmin life is the power of love. Today, the loving remembrances of all the children everywhere reached Almighty Bab Dada like an ocean of love. Dilaram, the comforter of hearts, is merged in the heart of each and every child. And all of the loving children are merged in the heart of the comforter of hearts. Love is a very great power. The power of love makes hard work easy. Where there is love, there is no hard work. Hard work becomes a form of entertainment. It feels like a game. The power of love makes you forget bodies and the bodily world in a second. You can forget whatever you want and merge in that which you want to remember. The power of love easily makes you surrender. The power of love makes you equal to the Father. Love constantly gives you the experience of God's company at every moment. Love makes you experience a canopy of protection of the Father's hand of blessings over you. Love makes the impossible possible so easily that it is as though the task has already been accomplished. Love frees you from worrying at every moment. Love makes your stage feel that victory is guaranteed in every action. Do you experience the power of love in this way? Bab Dada knows that you souls are tired due to having labored in many ways for many births. Because you souls have been bound by many different bondages, you have continued to labor. This is why, as a blessing, Bab Dada is giving all of you children an easy way to free you from laboring easily with the power of love. Remember the first period of your Brahman life. As soon as you took birth, it was the power of love that gave all of you a new life. Did you have to labor to experience the power of love? Did you have to labor? You experienced this easily, did you not? So the experience of this first birth was a blessing. You became lost in love. Constantly keep the blessing of this love in your awareness. At any time you have to work hard, you can transform something laborious with this blessing. Bab Dada does not like it when the children have to work hard. You experience something to be laborious when you forget the power of love. No matter how big a situation may be, even a situation as big as a mountain can be transformed with love and become as light as water. Love can change stone into water. No matter in how fearsome or royal a form of Maya may come to oppose you, merge yourself in the ocean of love, and Maya's power to oppose you will end in a second. Your power of remaining merged will not just work like a magic mantra, but it will become the Shiv mantra. All of you have the power of the Shiv mantra, do you not? Or do you lose it? Merge yourself in the love of Shiv. Do not just take a dip and come out again. To have remembrance for a little while saying, "Sweet Baba, beloved Baba," means that you just take a dip and come out again. And so Maya casts her vision on you. When you merge yourself in love, you become distant from Maya's vision. If you do not know anything else, you have had the power of love as a blessing from birth. Remain absorbed in that blessing. Do you not know how to become absorbed in that? Love is easy, is it not? All of you have this experience, do you not? Is there anyone here who does not have the experience of the spiritual love of Brahmin life? Is there anyone? Love is easy yoga. To become absorbed in love is complete knowledge. The importance of today is love. From Amrit Vela, in which special wave have you been moving along? Have you been moving along in the waves of Bab Dada's love? Did all of you souls remember anyone else except the one father? You had easy remembrance, did you not? Or did you have to make effort? So how did it become easy? It was because of love, was it not? So is just today a day of love? The confluence age is the age for experiencing God's love, and so realize the importance of this age and have the different experiences of love. The ocean of love is giving you platefuls of pearls and diamonds of love. So make yourself constantly overflow with Him. Do not become happy with just a little experience of this love. Become full. In the future, you will be decorated with physical pearls and diamonds. The pearls and diamonds of God's love are unattainable at that time. So remain constantly decorated with them now. Bab Dada constantly continues to listen to the songs of love and remembrances of the children everywhere. But today, as a return of the love of the children who are embodiments of love, Baba is once again giving you the blessing of easily being in the flying stage with the blessing of your being constantly loving. When anything difficult or a situation comes up in front of little children, they become merged in the lap of their mother or father. In the same way, become merged in the lap of love in a second, and you will be saved from laboring. Go to Bab Dada in a second with your flying stage, so that no matter in which form Maya has come, she will not be able to touch you even from a distance. This is because not only can she not go under God's canopy, but not even a shadow of Maya can touch you from a distance. So, to be a child means to protect yourself from Maya. It is good to become a child, is it not? To become a child means to be merged in love. Acha. To the children everywhere who are merged in the heart of the Comforter of Hearts, to the powerful souls who constantly transform hard work into love, to the elevated souls who experience God's love of the confluence age to be great, to the special souls who constantly experience the Father's company and His hand of blessings, and who give others this experience with the power of love, to the children who are equal to the Father and are merged in the ocean of love, Bab Dada's love, remembrance, and namaste.
The spiritual children say, Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning, and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Bab Dada meeting Dadis personally. What did you remember today? Did you especially remember the hand of willpower? Willpower makes all tasks easy. Did you remember Father Brahma more, or did you remember both Bab and Dada? Everyone especially remembered Father Brahma's divine activities more. Father Brahma became Brahma when Bab and Dada became combined. The task of Brahma began with God's incarnation. The divine activities of this avyakt form are lovely and unique. Remember the history of 25 years of service, ever since its beginning. This history has taken place at such a fast speed. To become avyakt means to carry out all tasks at a fast speed. The time is changing and moving fast, and the rate of progress in service is also fast. It has become fast, has it not? Therefore, by Baba's becoming avyakt, the time has been given a fast speed, and service has also been given a fast speed. The souls who have come during the avyakt part have easily received the fortune of moving at a fast speed in their efforts. The souls who have come during the avyakt part have received the blessing of coming last and so going fast, and of going fast and so coming first. Speaking to the gathering, use this blessing. Do not just keep it in your awareness. Put the blessing into use according to the time. By putting the blessing into use, you will automatically experience a fast speed. Avyakt sustenance easily makes you powerful, and you can therefore move forward as much as you want. Bab Dada and the instrument souls have given all of you special blessings for constantly flying ahead. It is like this, is it not? You have the blessings of the Dadis. Simply take benefit from them. You receive a great deal, but you do not use as much as you receive. Do not simply put everything to one side of your intellect, but eat everything, use everything. Do you know how to use? Do you know how to spend? Or do you carefully put everything away? To say, it is very good, it is very good, means to look after something with care and put it away. Use the goodness for yourself and for others. Here, to spend means to increase. Look at the fashion nowadays. Where do people place valuable things? They put them in a locker. They do not use them, but they remain happy even by just having those things in their locker. You do this so many times. This point is very good. This method is very good. But you become happy just seeing it in the locker of your intellect. Do all of you put them in a locker, or do you use them? Acha. What is the state of the Pandav army? It is good. You are not those who just say, it is good, are you? Prepare such an army that whatever order they receive, they do it in 1 second. Are you ready to this extent? Is the Shakti army ready? The service of the Shaktis is their own, and the service of the Pandavas is their own. The Shaktis cannot continue without the cooperation of the Pandavas, and the Pandavas cannot continue without the cooperation of the Shaktis. Acha. Dadiji told Bab Dada news of the Mexico conference. It is good that the scientists are engaged in their work. Scientists are clever at experimenting, are they not? So, if even one of them becomes a very good yogi and a cooperative soul, he will do the work of the biggest mic of all. An earthquake took place in Los Angeles. This is matter showing signs of intense speed from time to time. Acha. Personal meeting with Avyakt Bab Dada. Renounce any desire for fruit, be merciful, and continue to sow seeds of good wishes. What special treasure have all the children received from Bab Dada at the confluence age? There are many treasures, but the special treasure is the treasure of happiness. So, you have received such an elevated treasure of happiness. So does this always stay with you, or does it sometimes get left aside? Since you are receiving so much that it is countless, you should use that treasure all the time, should you not? People put things aside to be used at a time of need. However, what you have is countless. Let alone for this birth, you have such a treasure of happiness that it will be with you for many births. Since what you have is countless, use it. Bab Dada told you earlier too that your life may go, but your happiness should not go, and this is why you must never put happiness aside. Instead, be a great donor, because at present you can obtain everything else, but you cannot obtain true happiness. People spend so much time and money to attain temporary happiness, and yet they cannot receive true happiness. So, at a time of such a need, you souls have to become great donors. No matter how peaceless or unhappy a soul may be, if you give that soul the experience of happiness, that soul would give you so many blessings from his heart. You are children of the bestower, and therefore distribute this with a generous heart. You know how to distribute, do you not? Then, why don't you distribute? Are you looking at the time? You should feel mercy in your heart. Those who are wandering around in a state of peacelessness and sorrow are your family, are they not? One gives cooperation to one's family. So, in order to be a great donor at present, especially bring out the virtue of being merciful. Your non-living images give blessings. So you too, in the living form, need to become merciful and continue to donate because those souls are under an external influence. Never think that that soul is never going to listen or never going to follow this path. No, just be merciful and continue to give. It is remembered that you definitely receive the fruit of the pure feelings you have. So, even if souls don't have good wishes for jnana or yoga, your good wishes will give them the fruit. Do not think that you did so much service and yet you didn't receive any fruit. Not all fruits are the same. Some are fruits of the season and some are fruits that are around all the time. Seasonal fruit can only be produced during that season. So, you sowed the seeds of good wishes, and if that is seasonal fruit, it will emerge in the right season. In any case, those who work in the fields don't think that because the fruit will emerge after 6 months, they should not sow the seeds now. Therefore, you too should continue to sow the seeds. All souls have to awaken at their own time. Your feelings of mercy and good wishes will definitely bear fruit. Even if someone creates opposition, you must not let go of your feelings of mercy, but instead think that their opposition, insults, or defamation will work like fertilizer. When you use fertilizer, good fruit is produced. The more they insult you, the more they will sing your praise. Therefore, be a bestower and continue to give this to every soul. Not that you will only give it if they think it is good. In that case, that would make you one who takes. Do not have any desire to receive, thinking that you will only give to them if they say or believe that this is good. No. This is known as being master bestowers, children of the bestower. Continue to give through your attitude, vibrations, and words. You are full to this extent, are you not? Do you have all treasures? Seeing the double foreigners, Bab Dada is doubly pleased. Why? You make double effort. Firstly, you make effort to change your customs and systems. Bab Dada sees that the majority of you have very good zeal and enthusiasm. If your zeal and enthusiasm sometimes fluctuates, then use the method that Bab Dada told. Merge yourself, hide yourself in the lap of love, and Maya will not then come. This is easy, is it not? It requires effort to become a point form, but there is no effort in this. You may not know how to do anything else, but you do know how to merge yourself in love, do you not? Or is that difficult? No. Then do that. Now, do not use the word difficult. When you come down, then even a small thing seems big. But if you go up, then even big things will seem small. Are you angels or ordinary human beings? Angels. Where do angels live? Do they live up above or down below? Up above. Then, why do you stay down below? Do you like it? Do you sometimes desire to come down? No. Then why do you come down? You come down when you let go of the Father's company. So the double foreigners have the instant fruit of their double effort as a double chance. Take the benefit of this. What will you do this year? double service. Will you become great donors and bestowers of blessings, or will you yourselves go in front of the Father and say, "Give me power, and also give power to others"? It is good that you have claimed a number in having courage. Now make fast effort and continue to fly ahead. Blessing. May you be a great donor and become full of the treasure of happiness and remain constantly happy by donating happiness. At the confluence age, Bap Dada has given you the greatest treasure of happiness. Every day at Amrit Vela, think of a point of happiness and maintain that happiness throughout the whole day. While staying in such happiness, continue to donate happiness to others. This is the greatest donation of all, because while people in the world have all facilities, they do not have true, imperishable, internal happiness. You have this treasure of happiness, and so continue to donate it. This is the biggest gift. Slogan: the supreme duty of great souls is to uplift others, to be kind, and to be forgiving. Acha, Om Shanti.